This week, WPR reporters are diving into the development of data centers around Wisconsin and the impacts they could have on communities in the state. The first phase of Microsoft's $3.3 billion data center campus in Mount Pleasant is set to come online next year. And We Energies says its plans to build new gas-fired power plants is a direct response to surging energy demand that's mostly driven by data centers. Danielle Kading reports that those plans are raising concerns that residents will face pollution and higher costs for decades to come.
Brianna Allenkaiser lives blocks away from the South Oak Creek coal plant owned by We Energies, just south of Milwaukee.
So our local park is right there, and it's literally behind it.
The plant's last coal units are set to come offline this year. In its place, the utility plans to build a roughly $1.2 billion gas plant. The facility would cut carbon emissions by roughly 3.5 million tons compared to the coal plant. But Kaiser says clean energy is a better option.
It makes me very nervous and also scared for my own child, who is only 12, of what his future looks like if we just continue to allow companies like this to come in and pollute the air.
We Energies is planning more than $2 billion in natural gas projects to meet growing power demand that's mostly driven by Microsoft. Tech companies have been racing to build data centers to support artificial intelligence. Dan Kruger is an executive vice president with WEC Energy Group, which owns We Energies. He says they're forecasting 1,800 megawatts of new power demand.
This set of new plants that we're planning produce far less emissions, use less water, meet demand for current and future load growth, and really should support economic development for all of us here in Wisconsin.
As demand for electricity soars, environmental advocates have been speaking out against the utility's plans to power data centers with fossil fuel plants at rallies like this one in March. Clean Wisconsin Air and Energy Manager Kieran Gallagher says data centers can be mainly powered by clean energy.
By building and investing in these plants, we are locking in potentially decades of further burning of fossil fuels with the air pollution impacts, as well as sending us on a path that does not mitigate against the worst of climate change.
Burning and moving gas traps 80 times as much heat as carbon dioxide in the short term. Governor Tony Evers and We Energies have also set goals to go carbon neutral by 2050. A Microsoft spokesperson says it's not yet possible to get all the electricity its Mount Pleasant data centers need strictly from clean energy. But a Berkeley lab study found a large backlog of mainly clean energy and battery storage projects waiting to connect to the nation's power grid. Those projects have the capacity to produce twice the amount of energy of the nation's current power plant fleet. Researcher John Quigley with the University of Pennsylvania's Kleinman Center for Energy Policy says rules for power grids favor large fossil fuel plants.
And those rules are not changing anywhere near rapidly enough to accommodate new clean energy, which happens to be a lot cheaper and can be built a lot more quickly than fossil fuels.
We Energy says its Oak Creek gas plant is the least costly way to meet the projected energy demand. Critics dispute that. They also question whether the plant is needed. Microsoft has paused work on some of its data center sites at Mount Pleasant, but the company says it's standing by its requested power demand. If built, Tom Content with the Citizens Utility Board says he's also concerned about data centers shifting costs to ratepayers.
There are real extreme examples where customers, homeowners, renters, and businesses around their states are subsidizing affluent tech companies.
We Energies recently asked state utility regulators to approve special rates for large customers like data centers. Kruger says those rates would require companies to pay for infrastructure tied to their projects.
The whole point of it is the power plants, the distribution lines, the high voltage lines, they're working hand in hand with us to make sure that all those costs related to them are paid by them.
Customer advocates argue those rates have yet to be approved. They add people are struggling to pay energy bills due to rate hikes in recent years and rising costs. Brianna Allenkaiser says her utility bill has grown to more than $200 each month. For her, the Oak Creek gas plant is too costly for taxpayers and public health. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.